from a music ministry to a writing ministry, and I wanted you to tell the listening audience, how did you know that the Lord was leading you to do so? And the reason why I'm asking that is because there may be someone that's doing something in the area of their life right now that God is either saying, I want you to do something else, or that's enough, I want you to move to this area now. So I would like for you to let the listening audience know, how did you know it was God that wanted you to start writing?
Well, like you said, I kind of came out of music. I really was, that was my main concentration. Mm-hmm. I studied in college. I did a lot of theater. I was in an R&B group just out of college. And I really felt the longer I was doing more secular music, I really felt that pull to Christian music. Mm-hmm. And then I got confirmation with another guy in the group. He also felt that. So then he and I both kind of broke off from there, and then we started to concentrate on Christian music, kind of went into churches and gave programs and, delivered a message and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of, I guess, hearing God's call kind of came out of a little bit of confusion, kind of the door was closed on the music. My ministry partner had to go out of town. The ministry came to a halt, and I kind of was in a period of confusion. You know, I was very confused that the ministry came to an end. I gotta admit, I was a little bit upset. I was a little bit angry. I had those, those real conversations you have with God, and just trying to figure out, God, what are you doing? I'm trying to do service for you, and you shut this door on me. What's going on? And it's just, it took a lot of prayer, a lot of, digging into the Word, just having those conversations with God. He just very slowly started to reveal that I had been doing a little bit of writing before, but I wasn't really concentrating on it. I was concentrating on the music, and he just really started to show me that, you've got a message that I want you to give to other people. And so I just started concentrating little by little on the writing, and particularly, and he really started to show me the need for spiritual warfare in the church. And then that's what really started, is this idea of spiritual warfare. So I started to kind of write a book about that, and then I started, and then that moved on to magazine articles and, guest blogs. And, the other things that I've been doing as part of my writing ministry, but it's still kind of centered around that idea of the church needing this spiritual warfare.
And that's something. Now, I'm glad that you wasn't one that kicked against the pricks, because when God was trying to let you know he didn't want you in that area, you could have been like, no, I'm going to keep on going. But
right.
You didn't. You decided to, question God, hey, God, what's going on? And I'm glad that you did that, because it's today that you are in the right ministry. And like I say, I'm glad that you listen to the voice of God and not just try to do your own thing.